As was announced, the scripture reading for this evening will be the fourth chapter of the book of Matthew, Matthew 4, verses 1 through 11. This evening I'll be reading from the English Standard Version. Then Jesus was led up by the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted by the devil. And after fasting 40 days and 40 nights, he was hungry. And the tempter came and said to him, "If you are the Son of God, command these stones to become loaves of bread." But he answered, "It is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes from the mouth of God." Then the devil took him to the holy city and set him on the pinnacle of the city, and said to him, "If you are the Son of God, throw yourself down, for it is written, he will command his angels concerning you, and on their hands they will bear you up, lest you strike your foot against a stone." Jesus said to him, "Again, it is written, you shall not put the Lord your God to the test." Again, the devil took him to a very high mountain and showed him all the kingdoms of the world and their glory. And he said to him, "All these I will give you if you fall down and worship me." Then Jesus said to him, "Begone, Satan, for it is written, you shall worship the Lord your God, and him only shall you serve." Then the devil left him. And behold, angels came and were ministering to him. Matthew 4, 1 through 11.
Good to be with you again tonight. Glad everyone had a safe afternoon, made it back here safely by the providence of God. And we're always blessed to be able to gather together on any occasion, worship God in spirit and in truth. Tonight, I'm not going to keep you very long at all. In fact, Ryan's scripture reading might be longer than my sermon. Just joking. I said, I walked over there to the Kents and I told them, "You remember when I used to preach the sermonettes at Thayer Street once in a while?" They shook their head, "No, I never, like, really? You don't remember that?" This is going to be a very short lesson. It is a lesson that I preach, every 2 or 3 years or so, with regard to Christmas. And the question, why do we not observe Christmas? And, of course, it is meant for those who maybe aren't familiar with Churches of Christ and why we do not, but also for us. We always want to be on the same page as a local congregation. And, of course, we have new members from time to time. And a lot of times we do things or we don't do things, and those who are new with us don't really realize why that is. They just know that we don't. And sometimes it is the conclusion that it is just a matter of judgment. And to be sure, there are some things that we do or don't do that might fall under that category, but the observance of Christmas is not one of those things. And so the question is, why do we not do that? We know, of course, that today there have been no doubt millions of people that have observed today as the birthday of Christ. And we understand that that is one of the things that distinguishes Churches of Christ and a few other churches that do not observe Christmas. But certainly with faithful Churches of Christ, we are distinguished by the fact that we do not observe Christmas religiously. I should make sure I say that. We observe Christmas, at least most of us do, from the standpoint of a secular holiday. We exchange gifts and and have a real nice meal and that sort of thing. But we don't do it religiously, at least not as a congregation, and I hope not as individuals, but I can't speak to that completely. I do know that there have been some churches of Christ who do observe this day as the birthday of Christ. And there are some individuals that do that. But for the most part, faithful churches of Christ do not, and the Christians that make them up do not. And so the question is, why? And let me just share with you three very quick reasons why, very simple reasons why. Number one is probably the most obvious, and it is that today is not the birthday of Christ. There is really no debate about that. Scholars religiously, those who have studied this thing through, they understand clearly. They're unanimous on the fact that Jesus was not born on December 25th. In fact, one simple passage, if you turn to Luke chapter 2, one simple passage settles that. One simple verse, really, settles that question. It's found in Luke chapter 2 and at verse 8. And it comes just after the birth of Christ is recorded in chapter 7, or verse 7 rather. Luke 2 at verse 7 says, "And she gave birth to her firstborn son and wrapped him in swaddling clothes and laid him in a manger because there was no room for them in the inn." But then in the very next verse it says, "And in the same region, they were shepherds out in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night." Now, the reason everyone is so sure that this wasn't December 25th is simply because the shepherds were not watching over their flocks at that time. That never was the case. They didn't do that in December. I have, just to quote even a denominational scholar here, one that who is pretty popular even among denominations, but even most preachers have his series of books, Albert Barnes' Notes on the New Testament. He writes, "It is also a fact that the Jews sent out their flocks into the mountainous and desert regions during the summer months and took them up in the latter part of October or the first of November, when the cold weather commences. While away in these desert and mountainous regions, it was proper that they should there should be someone to attend them, to keep them from straying and from wolves and other wild beasts. It is probable from this that our Savior was born before the 25th of December, and or he says before what we call Christmas. And I'm not quite sure why he threw the word probable in there. That's the only thing I would disagree with that. Like, there's no chance that that was the case, because the shepherds simply weren't in the field at that time. So we know December 25th is not the birthday of Christ. And so why in the world would we celebrate the birthday of Christ on a day we know wasn't his birthday? And the thing about it is, most everyone agrees with that. Most everyone knows that this was not the day of his birth, but most simply don't care. They think we're giving honor to Jesus, and so it's a good thing. We're praising him and glorifying him, and so it really doesn't matter what the day is. I would ask, how do you even know that Christ wants his birthday celebrated? And I'm asking that from the standpoint of those who do so. I know the answer to that question, to tell you the truth, but if you were one who observes Christmas as a religious holiday, as the birthday of Christ, how do you know Jesus wants you to do that? How many people want their birthday celebrated on a day that's not even their birthday? Most people don't really appreciate that. And so we understand, number one, the reason we don't observe December 25th as a religious holiday, first of all, is not the birthday of Christ. But there's a second, really more important reason. And that simply is this. We are not commanded to do so. Now that's very important. We are religiously to do only that which God has commanded us to do. All of our various acts and avenues of worship, we do it because God has commanded us to do it. And we shouldn't go beyond that. We shouldn't fall short of that, but we shouldn't go beyond that. Listen to the words of Jesus in Matthew chapter 28 in the Great Commission. Very important. This is one of the things that takes this out of the realm of judgment. And lets us know that no, we should not observe Christmas as a religious holiday. We should not celebrate the birthday of Jesus. Even if we knew exactly what that day was, we shouldn't do it. Why? Because of what Jesus says right here. Matthew chapter 28 and at verse 18. And Jesus came and he said to them, "All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Go therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit." Now look at verse 20. Teaching them, that is, those who you baptize in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all that I have commanded you. Those are the instructions of Jesus himself. What are we to observe from a religious standpoint? We are to observe the things that Jesus has commanded. Has he commanded us to observe his birthday? No. Therefore, I know the answer to the question, does Jesus want us to observe his birthday? The answer is no. And we know that from this passage. If he wanted us to, he would have told us to, but he did not. And so it wasn't something that was important to him. And so we don't do it. And there's big trouble when you go beyond the Word of God and you start doing the things that are commanded. This is why it's so freely observed. That is Christmas on December 25th. Fifth, even though people know it's not his birthday, and that the people in denominational churches often have not been trained to even think about what has been commanded and what has not been commanded. Listen to me. I've said it a million times, and I'll say it maybe that much many more times if I live that long. That people in denominational churches, it's not a matter of sincerity. They're very sincere. I'm not sure about this business of Christmas and why everyone observes that. But overall, denominational folks are very sincere. They're just not trained to think in terms of having authority for everything we do and doing what God has commanded, no more or no less. They're not taught that, so they don't think about it at all. And so it's no big deal when they do things that aren't commanded. But when you get busy, and let me say to everyone here tonight, this is your responsibility. You need to discover for yourself that doing only what God commands is indeed important. Don't listen to a preacher. Don't listen to some religious professor. Go to the Word of God and you'll discover it is imperative that we don't do more than what God has commanded us religiously. And I give you a simple illustration of that most of us are familiar with. Turn your Bibles over to Leviticus and the 10th chapter. Very straightforward language in this particular passage. Here it is. In Leviticus, the 10th chapter, and at verse 1, it says, "Now Nadab and Abihu, the sons of Aaron, each took his censer and put fire in it and laid incense on it and offered unauthorized fire before the Lord. Now listen at this. Which he had not commanded them. That's what made it unauthorized. Listen to me. Observing Christmas religiously as the birthday of Christ is not authorized. Why? Because we haven't been commanded to do it. Oh, that's not very important. God's really not going to care about that. We're giving him glory. We're giving him honor, so it really doesn't matter. Come on. You're nitpicking. Tell that to Nadab and Abihu. They offered what the King James says is strange fire. The ESV simply says that it was incense that was unauthorized, but it says, which he had not commanded. And what happened, if you read the very next verse, and fire came out from before the Lord and consumed them, and they died before the Lord. Why? Because they did something God had not commanded. You don't think that's important? Most people don't. Again, it doesn't have to do with their sincerity. It has to do more with their training. What denominations are teaching. Most believe that as long as we believe in Jesus and understand he's the Son of God, nothing else really matters. Doctrine isn't important. And so who cares whether something's commanded or not? Long as we're really trying to praise God in our hearts. Some people think we can worship God any way we want to. He's just so pleased that we find it in our heart to worship him that he'll accept anything. Well, this was worship. But it was something God had not commanded, and he set fire from heaven to consume him. Aren't you glad he's not still doing that today? I tell you this, there will be fire set in a lot of places today. Because people are doing things that are not commanded. Then, number three, it's simply the reason we don't is because we already know what God wants us to observe. We know what he has given us to observe. It's not the birthday of Christ. That is not what we're to remember every year. It's the death of Christ, and we're to remember it every week. In 1 Corinthians chapter 11, very quickly, and then we'll close. 1 Corinthians chapter 11 and at verse 23. For I received from the Lord what I also delivered to you. After the Lord Jesus, on the night when he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, this is my body, which is for you. Do this in remembrance of me. We partake of the Lord's Supper every first day of the week. We know we're doing what God wants us to do. We're observing what he wants us to observe because Jesus said, do this in remembrance of me. When Jesus says do it, we do it. It doesn't matter what is popular or unpopular. It doesn't matter what the majority are doing or not doing. If Jesus says do it, then we're going to do it. But if he doesn't, doesn't command us to do something, then we don't do it, even if it's a very popular thing to do. He goes on to say, verse 25, in the same way also he took the cup and after supper saying, this cup is the new covenant in my blood. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. For as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death. Until he comes. That's what he wants us to remember, and not once a year, every first day of the week. Three simple reasons why we don't observe Christmas. We don't observe December 25th as the birthday of Christ. We don't observe it as a religious holiday. Because first of all, we know it's not his birthday. Second of all, it wasn't commanded. And third of all, we do already what Jesus has commanded and what we know he wants us to observe, and that's the Lord's Supper. So if you're visiting with us, or maybe you're a new member here and you're wondering, well, why is it the churches of Christ don't observe Christmas? That's why. That's exactly why. If you're subject to the invitation of Christ, maybe you haven't obeyed the gospel. why not obey the gospel of Christ? I'll tell you something else that denominational churches aren't teaching, the truth about God's plan of salvation. I hinted at it during the course of the lesson that most believe that all you have to do is just have faith in Jesus and nothing else really matters, but it does. Like, faith in Jesus is very, very important, John 8 at verse 24. But there's other things that are important too. We must not only believe in Jesus, we have to obey Him by following His Word. And His Word says we have to not only believe, but we have to repent, have a change of heart and mind towards sin, and make up in our mind we're going to stop sinning and start serving God. Acts 2 at verse 38, Luke 13 at verse 3. We're also told that we have to make a good confession that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God. Romans chapter 10 and at verse 9 and 10. And yes, we have to be baptized. If you want to be saved, you must be buried in the waters of baptism. That's the Word of God. There's no way around it. Doesn't matter how good or sincere you are or anything like that. Doesn't matter if you believe in Jesus or not. You want to be saved? You want to become a child of God? You have to also repent, confess, and be baptized. Will you do that tonight? You have the opportunity. Do you believe in Jesus? Nothing should be stopping you. Become a child of God. Become a Christian. And start observing the things that Jesus has commanded. And you'll go to heaven after a while. But you have to act. I hope and pray that you act right now as we together stand and sing.